Well, the British royal family is under fire for hosting Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa and his son, Prince Nasser. Bahraini demonstrators and anti-arms campaigners in London called on the royal family to stop advocating business with the regime. Protesters also urged the UK government to sever all ties with the kingdom. Bahrain has been clamping down on protests since the 2001 uprising across the kingdom. Britain has been giving weapons and advice to the Bahraini regime to help it crush the protest movement. A string of rights groups, including Human Rights Watch, have blasted Bahrain's rights violations. Well, let's cross over to London, joined by political commentator Mr. Chris Banbury. Chris, very good to have you with us. Well, looking at the situation, we've been down this road before in the last at least 3 years, when we have seen time and time again that basically London welcomes with open arms the representatives of the brutal regime in Bahrain, although the outcry from the people, the Bahraini people, continue. Why do we see what appears to be a total disregard for human rights issues and the Bahraini people?
I think the simple answer is profits. Britain makes a lot of money from selling all sorts of things to Bahrain, including torture equipment, weapons. It seconds police officer, former police officers to head up the security in Bahrain. Really, Britain is making a lot of money out of Bahrain, and that comes before human rights, as is the case for every Western government. But also, I think it underscores a very close connection between the British royal family and the Killer Khalifas. It's interesting that the Prince Andrew, the Queen's middle son, has had to pull out of one engagement in this trip that's coming up, which is a promotional event in central London. But not to be disturbed, he's going to join Prince Nasser for polo in Windsor Park. And Prince Andrew has actually been a regular visitor to Bahrain in promoting British business sales over recent months and years. And the fact he's just pulling out of one engagement, claiming he's already booked, really indicates very little indeed, although it's been heralded that this means the British royal family is paying some attention to human rights issues in Bahrain. It does nothing of the sort. Once again, we will see the Khalifas welcomed by the British royal family, welcome to London, no problem. I think it's interesting, however, that some campaign groups are discussing contacting the judiciary, the judges in this country, to see if they can carry out a prosecution on human rights grounds or the troopers of the Khalifa, the king and his son who are coming. I'll be interested to see what the judges rule in that. I'm not really holding my breath, but it'd be interesting to see what their if there is an excuse for not taking action, what that excuse is.
Well, Chris Banbury, you've just brought up about the judicial system and trying to take some legal action. Besides that, what do you think that will happen, or what has to happen, in order to bring more pressure on the regime and Manama, and also the ruling government in London, as far as at least trying to downgrade those ties between the two?
We have to break the wall of silence which has been erected around Bahrain. I mean, unless you listen to Press TV and a few other news outlets, you wouldn't know about the torture, the exile of oppositionists, the demolition of mosques and houses, the killing of protesters, which has been going on, and the regular use of CS gas against them. We have to break that wall of silence and get it across to people in the West and in Britain what is exactly going on in Bahrain. And the second thing I think we've got to talk about is the complicity of Britain and indeed America and other Western countries in that situation. Thirdly, I think we also have to highlight that it's not just Bahrain, because behind Bahrain, behind the Khalifas, stands Saudi Arabia. And we have to highlight the very close relationship between the West and Saudi Arabia and the silence over the Saudi human rights issue as well. So there's a job of work to be done here. But as long as Bahrain is out of the media spotlight in the West, then the government here can get away with inviting these killers to London, and indeed they can visit other Western capitals.
Thank you so much for being with us, Chris Banbury, political commentator out of London.